Prayer and Meditation, Part 5. When we pray, we ask for and receive something good and divine: God's protection, compassion, love, and blessings. But when we meditate, we become those very things. We get God's compassion, God's love, and so forth from above and assimilate them. Once we become these things, it is our bounden duty to give them to our sisters and brothers in the world. But we cannot give unless we first become. Both prayer and meditation are equally necessary. When we pray, we receive. When we meditate, we become. Then, once we become, we claim God the creation as our own and give back to God the creation everything that we have received from God the Creator. Sri Chinmoy. Meditation houses all the answer to our prayers, the prayers we have already offered, and prayers of our inner being of which we are not yet even aware. All that we have sought through prayer, and all we could ever seek and more, is born, revealed, grows, and blossoms in our meditation. Where do all these riches come from? In prayer, we implore answers, blessings, and wealth from above and beyond. In meditation, these very answers, blessings, and wealth emerge from their hiding places within. Meditation unveils our highest self as pinnacle of our every prayer. As every stream flows into the sea, so each soulful prayer finds its ultimate fulfillment and loses itself in meditation. We thought we were the prayer river. We discover we are, and have always been, the meditation ocean. Just as all our own prayers are satisfied, silenced, and subsumed in meditation, so the peace, light, and bliss of our deep meditation assuages and fulfills each heartfelt prayer cry of humanity. We seek, we receive, we become, we offer. Our prayer journey reveals and yields our ever-blossoming meditation destination.